This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الإله الرب الرحمن الرحيم الحي القيوم الخالق الخلاق البارئ المصور المالك المليك الرزاق الأحد الواحد الصمد الهادي الوهاب الفتاح.
The summary of Allah's perfect names. Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In this very first lesson, we're going to cover the summary of the name Allah. And as we said in the introduction, inshallah, we're going to be covering the detail later on afterwards, once we've just finished this lesson on the summary. Because the summary will allow people who maybe just want to, to get the core of it. And also it will help people with regard to their revision as well. So the very first name that the Sheikh Abdul Razzaq Al-Badr, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, mentions in his book, and he also mentions it in his summary, is the name Allah. The name Allah is a great name from the perfect and beautiful names of Allah. It's the name which occurs the most frequently in the Noble Qur'an. And this name appears in the Qur'an more than 2,200 times. There's no other name for which this occurred. Allah, majestic and exalted, began 33 ayat of the Qur'an with this name. And it's also a name that a group of people among the people of knowledge mentioned as being Allah's greatest name. The name which if he is called on by it, he answers, and if he is asked by it, he gives. And this name has unique qualities and distinguishing features which are totally unique to it. Among the unique qualities of this name is that it is the foundation of all of Allah's perfect names. All of the other names are attributed to it and described in terms of it. And what that means is that when you say, for example, you don't say that Ar-Rahman is a name of Al-Malik, or Al-Malik is a name of Ar-Rahman. You say Ar-Rahman is a name of Allah and Al-Malik is a name of Allah. So it all goes back to the name Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said in the Qur'an, the translation of which is, to Allah belong the most perfect and beautiful names, so call upon him by them. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Another unique quality of this name is that it's a requisite for all of the meanings of Allah's perfect and beautiful names. And it indicates their meanings in a general way. The other perfect and beautiful names elaborate and make evident the attributes of divinity, which are the attributes of majesty and perfection and greatness. Therefore, it's the name to which all of the other perfect and beautiful names go back to, and all of their meanings revolve around. And the most comprehensive and the best of what's been said about the meaning of the name Allah is what was reported from the noble companion Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that he said, Allah is the one with the attribute of divinity. The attribute of divinity, uluhiyya, of being divine, of being God, and being worshipped in servitude, ubudiyya, and being worshipped by all of his creation. So it mentions that Allah is the one with the attribute of uluhiyya and ubudiyya. Uluhiyya, that Allah is divine, he's God, he's the one that is deserving of worship. And ubudiyya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is worshipped in servitude by all of his creation. Ibn Jarir narrated this from Ibn Abbas in his very famous book of tafsir. And it means that Allah is the one who has the attributes of majesty, perfection and greatness, because of which he deserves to be made God, to be God. He deserves to be God. He deserves to be deified, to be God, because of his attributes of majesty, perfection, and greatness. And he deserves to be the only one that a person lowers themselves before, the only one that a person submits themselves to, and the only one that a person subdues themselves before. So that is a summary of the name Allah. It's very, very brief. It's just touching upon the meanings of the name. Something that I would like to add to that, because that is very close to what the Shaykh himself wrote, is how we implement this name in our lives. And this is just a couple of bullet points before we go into the details when we take the name in full from the book. I think it's pretty important that we look at, just to summarize, how do we implement this name in our lives? I think the first thing, and it's the thing we say with all of the names of Allah, is that we implement the name by using it in our dua, by asking upon Allah with it. And the fact that it's considered to be one of Allah's, if not Allah's greatest name, then for sure it needs to be the name that is constantly repeated in our dhikr and our dua. The second thing that's really important is, because the name means the one with the attributes of divinity and the one who is worshipped, we need to make sure that we give Allah his right in terms of his attributes of divinity, that we believe in all of Allah's names and attributes and actions, and we believe in them properly as we are supposed to. And the third thing is that we make sure that we dedicate all of our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and we don't divert even the tiniest grain or even the tiniest atom of the worship of Allah to anyone and anything else, not to a prophet, not to an angel. And if not to a prophet and an angel, then definitely not to anyone or anything else. So I think these are from among the most important things when it comes to implementing Allah's name. And the Shaykh didn't mention this, but I'm just adding this as a point of benefit. Or he didn't mention it in the summary anyway. Number one, that we use it in our dua. Number two, that we affirm for Allah what he affirmed for himself and what his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed for him. And we negate for Allah what Allah negated about himself and what his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam negated about him. And then finally, that we make sure that we dedicate all of our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And these are three of the most important things that we take from the name Allah in terms of our implementation and our action. So that's just a summary. And the full explanation is much, much, much longer than that. But that's just a little summary just to get you thinking. And inshallah ta'ala, we're now going to do a summary of our second name, which is the name Al-Ilah. And inshallah, after that, we will go into the full explanation of both of those names, the name Allah and the name Al-Ilah, from the full book itself, inshallah. So that is what Allah made easy, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.